Hey, everybody. This is Dr. John with the Evolved Caveman Podcast and Global Positive News Network. And one of the earlier talks that I shared, one of these brief talks, was on the framework about positive past, positive present, positive future, negative past, negative present, negative future. And the more time you spend in that positive realm within your mind, the happier and more satisfied with life you're going to be. Now, as far as that positive present goes, one of the key skills is learning to be more realistically optimistic. And many times people are pessimistic and they'll dismiss this as being realistic. And they're absolutely right. Pessimistic people actually see objective reality more accurately, a little bit more accurately than optimistic people. But it comes at a cost, and the cost is greater misery. So there's a choice that you have. You can either be a little bit more accurate in perceiving reality, or you can be happier. So to me, there's no choice at all. I want to be happier, but I just need to let you know there is a choice. So if you want to be more realistically optimistic, here's how you should begin to interpret situations and people around you. So first, what does being realistically optimistic do for you? Well, it improves accountability. In other words, you learn to focus on what you can and cannot control. It increases your hope, which is the opposite of depression. So you begin to see failures as temporary and not stable, so they go away quickly. It increases your self-confidence because you begin to take credit for your own successes. It reduces learned helplessness, which occurs when you view your failures as permanent or stable. And it reduces excuses, which occur when failures or mistakes are constantly explained using external causes, that externalization of blame. It's not my fault, it's their fault. And this has all been shown in scientific studies. So there's three dimensions to realistic optimism. There's permanence, pervasiveness, and personal. Permanence, is this situation permanent or is it temporary? Pervasiveness, does this situation apply to all areas of my life, or should I interpret it as just applying to this one area of my life? And personal, how personal should I take this? Should I take this personally, or should I externalize blame? So what's the difference? So here's how an optimist interprets a negative happening, because it's all in the way that you interpret the events around you. So let's say you're treated rudely. When an optimist is treated rudely, let's say you're at Starbucks and, I don't know, the barista treats you badly, they will interpret the barista's behavior like this. This is only temporary. Most people are polite, and I'm not the cause of this. That person probably is just having a bad day. It's not about me. This is not my stuff, not my monkey, not my circus. Now, a pessimist, when they don't get treated as they like, they'll flip it almost exactly the opposite. Oh man, people are always mean to me. People are mean and nasty. So that always is about permanence. And then why is everyone so mean to me? Or why is everyone so mean? That's pervasive. People are always mean in every situation. And then finally, what did I do to offend her? They take it personally. So they think I did something to offend her. And in fact, 95% of what other people think, do, say, and feel have nothing to do with us. So unless you're told, hey, you offended me, you hurt my feelings, generally it works better to not take it personally. Now, what happens if there's a positive event? Well, let's say you take a test and you get an A+. So when optimists do well on a test, they think, I do well on all tests, especially when it counts, so it's permanent. They think, I do well in all events in life, all areas of my life, not just in school, so it's pervasive, it applies across all areas. And finally, I earned this grade. It was due to my intelligence, my hard work, and my effort, so I take it personally. And this one takes a little bit of practice, because I think at first when I started doing this years ago, I thought of this, this felt a little bit arrogant. And in fact, what you're doing is increasing self-confidence there. So what do you say to yourself when you do well? You want to focus on effort. You want to interpret positive events as an optimist. So something like, I always do well in school, or I always do well at work. It's permanent. I do well in all areas of my life, pervasive. And my good grades or my promotion at work was due to my hard work and my effort. I earned that promotion, so it's personal. So in wrapping up, there are three critical dimensions to realistic optimism. Does the cause of the event lie within you or outside of you? Is it personal? Is the event permanent or temporary? And does the event apply to your whole life or just one little part of it? So how pervasive is it? And again, optimists will interpret a negative event and a positive event exactly the opposite, and exactly the opposite of a pessimist. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. John with the Evolved Caveman Podcast. Bye-bye.